Now it's a game called Dragon's Dogma 2.
Mm-hmm.
Have you played Dragon's Dogma 1?
No.
I have not also played Dragon's Dogma 1.
This is going well.
So I played it, and you're something called the Arisen.
Right.
Not the Risen, but the Arisen.
Arisen.
Imagine like The Witcher and some of those RPG games, where, or even a bit like Harry Potter, actually, where you're running around and there's a forest and there's companions, and it's a little bit of Game of Thrones vibe, which was really cool. Okay. I liked that. The story was very basic. It was kind of, you know, go and kill these baddies. Oh, sure, fine. You can choose from two races. You're either a human or a cat.
Obviously, you pick the cat.
Yeah. Come on. Obviously, you pick the cat. It also has a little bit of a Baldur's Gate style to it. I think it's probably a little bit off the back of the success of that with the story options and stuff. The combat's really cool. I liked it. You also have a little companion called a pawn.
Yes.
A pawn with you. Which or the character always gets stuck or dies or runs off a cliff or something. So I'm sure that'll be updated eventually, but I don't know.
Is that a little problem with the game?
I just didn't... What it was it was very similar to a lot of other games, like Baldur's Gate, like a bit like Monster Hunter. Just too much like a slightly less fun version of those games.
Right.
The frame rate was a little bit low. The combat was a fiddly, but complicated, like in a good way.
I get really annoyed when they make it too complicated. Like, just simplicity is key.
Yeah, and I think for a game like this, where there's sort of loads of talking and the lip syncing's not very good, and, you know, I've been playing really old games recently, like Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas, Skyrim. In those games, you know, some of them are 10, 20 years old. The lip syncing's better than in this game.
They let them down on little things, and that makes all the difference, I think.
However, it's worth saying that Dragon's Dogma is loved by a lot of people, especially if they like the first one. And for Capcom, who made the game, it's made them so much money that it's become a key player now in their like portfolio of games. So they do Resident Evil, stuff like that.
Mm.
Dragon's Dogma now for them, they will maybe, make more.
Maybe it's something I might like then. Is it like Resident Evil or not?
No, got an aesthetic that's similar in a way, but it's much more like The Witcher, a long RPG. And I just think for a game that is okay, I'm not going to be sinking 100 hours into it. And that's the problem.
So what would you give it out of 10?
It's like a 6 out of 10 if you've not played the first one. If you love the first one, you may want to give this one a go. You can get it now for around £40, depending on where you look. There are deals on Steam at the moment, but it's available on all of the main platforms.